Lucky enough to be a special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast this morning. We are just beside the first tee at the Mazda New South Wales Golf Open to really kick off the summer of golf down under at Stonecutters Reach, just past Blacktown. Beautiful course, not long, and we reckon the pros are really going to shoot some low scores. Go low appears to be the word around Stonecutters Reach this morning. But beautiful conditions, overcast skies, slats, and not a breath of breeze, and around that 26 degree mark tomorrow they're going to scorch out.
It's about
here
40, I
it's
think
about
it's
40
with wind as well.
About 40 degrees with a bit of wind, but today is the day to get out there nice and early and make the most of these benign conditions. Well, that's the plan anyway. It sounds like a really, really good plan. A man who's going to be out there, he's teeing off in around 35 minutes time. Glad to welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Outside Broadcast Van is Bradley Hughes. G'day, Bradley.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. Hey, did you like that plan? Get out early, shoot low.
It sounds like a good plan.
Make the most of the benign conditions.
Yeah. All plans sound good at the start, don't they?
Mate, when you come to a course like this, it's only been open for 2 years. Have you played it before?
I haven't. No, yesterday was the first time in the Pro-Am, and it's actually well developed, like for how young it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
The few little trees that will make it more difficult when they grow up, but the course is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good coup for them, actually, isn't it, getting it so early on?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a Greg Norman designed course. Are you a fan of Greg's courses?
Yeah, actually. It reminds me a lot of a course he did that we played in America, the Bell South in Atlanta. Very similar.
Mate, your career, and we just had Peter Lonard too, was lucky enough to have a chat with Pete before he went out. He was off nice, really early. He's off in about 2 minutes' time.
Yeah, same eras, actually, you and Pete, isn't it? So you were late 80s when you turned pro?
Yeah, we played a little bit in the late 80s. I turned pro in 88. Pete was probably about the same time.
Yeah,
we did it in different ways. I came through the amateur ranks and he went through the trainee pro ship.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. It's a relentless game, mate, isn't it?
It is. Well, the older you get, the more battle scars you've got to deal with. But, you know, we've both had good careers,
yeah,
Pete and myself. We've done fine at it all. And you know, you'd never want to call it quits on a career. I guess, luckily, in golf, you can go a bit longer than some of the other sports. So here we both are still battling away.
Yeah, and do you get on the 50 in... Plus, I won't say the oldies tour.
The seniors tour.
The seniors tour. Is that something that you set your sights on?
I'm thinking about it. I'm going to see. I haven't really played a lot of golf the last 5 years. I've mainly been teaching, and I think it's still good if you're going to teach to play as well.
Yeah.
I think you can't, you know, just give it all away and not be out there watching the guys and learning about the equipment and how the modern game's sort of progressing. So I'm 47 and a half. I got 2.5 more years. That's sort of one of the reasons I started playing again, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and how's the teaching going?
Teaching's going great, yeah. Keeping me rather busy. I've got golfers of all standards, from your beginner to your ladies to the good amateur, bunch of pros as well. So
that's excellent.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Takes the hassle off me worrying about my game, try and help other people get better.
I was going to say, it's about them, not you, really.
That's right, and that's as good. You know, being in sport, it's all about you, so it's actually been a nice change.
And that's a website as well, mate, bradleyhughes.com.
Yeah, bradleyhughesgolf.com. bradleyhughes.com is a guy in Atlanta. He doesn't like getting all my emails, so...
BradleyHughesGolf.com. There you go. You can go to that to get some tips as well. Mate, we mentioned you're exactly the same age as Pete Lonard. Then he's also 47. That Champions Tour, it's tempting, even though you've spent your life on the road, you know, even with the money up for grabs in that 50-plus Championship Tour, it's some guys are making a bomb.
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, one of the things, like I said, I stopped playing for about 5 years to work on my teaching and have a spell.
So
I'm sort of fresh at it again.
Yeah.
It's not as if I've gone through the motions, struggled for 5 years, beating my head against a wall playing and not getting anywhere. So I've got the idea that, you know, I've still got some game there. I just need to build on it, enhance it and get it back to its peak again. And I think you'd be crazy not to have a go.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And, mate, with the youngsters coming through, obviously you might play with a few of them today, and they've got no fear when it gets around the green, but they're hitting so long these days. Do you find that a difference for you now, or are you still hitting them out there?
I actually used to hit the ball further with a wooden club. I don't understand why. Yeah, the technology just really didn't do much for me. But I guess I can't explain why. It was probably something to do with the way I swung the club or hit the ball or the way I spun it or something like that. But, yeah, it did nothing for me. So, it's it's a challenge for me. You know, I hit it the same as I did when I was younger, not any further. But you play with some of these young kids and I'm hitting 6 irons and they're hitting 9 irons. So I've got to be a bit more precise with the longer clubs. But I think this week the course is reasonably wide open. So I think you'll look for a guy that's hitting it long to really tear it apart once they get in the groove.
Yeah. Well, Pete was saying they're all in the gym these days, aren't they? But in your era, it was a bit of the old school.
Yeah, we had the gym. It was right by the bar, the gym was, yeah.
Sounds like more fun. Sounds like more fun. Brad, what are your expectations about this week? Just slowly work back into a little bit of tournament golf?
Well, I think so. You know, looking at the course, I think I can play well around here. But like I said, I think it's a real bombers course. So I played a couple of events in WA and made the cut in them both and played fine. So I'm sort of looking more next week, you know, hopefully play well this week, obviously. Yeah. But next week's the Masters, which I've had good success at.
Of course.
And it's on a Melbourne sandbelt course that I grew up around. So
they're great courses, aren't they?
They're more my style, a little bit more precision, position, and, you know, you can maybe use a bit of your smarts to outplay some of them.
Absolutely. Then we've got the Oz Open at the Australian Golf. Are you got a start there yet?
I think I'm right on the borderline at the moment. I should get in that. I haven't played the revamped Aussie. I've heard it's rather good, so looking forward to that. And, of course, the National Open, I've never really played that well in that, so that'd be a nice week to find the form.
And, mate, the international stars, including Adam Scott, to get them involved in those tournaments, it's just fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it's always good. You know, the Shark used to come back every year, and we need our good players. I know it's a long season overseas and all the travel and everything, but we need our stars back to help build the game again. And, you know, I don't know if golf's struggling. In some regards it is, some regards it isn't, because we've got world-class players and we've got attention on the game. But, you know, it's great to have Scotty back, and he wants his three-in-a-row triple crown that he just missed out on last year. So I'm sure he'll be ready to go.
Good on you, Brad. Well, we just wanted to catch up, mate. Play well. Good to see you, and we'll see you in those big ones down the track. Keep teaching too. TK and I need some serious lessons.
He's not a miracle worker.
I actually teach in Sydney, so next time I'm back,
we've had a couple of lessons from Gowie, but I think we might come and test your theory.
Yeah, I go much better than Gowie.
Good on you, Brad.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, Brad.